All right, next patient we're going to do is going to be Allen Sybil, A-L-L-E-N-S-Y-B-I-L. Ms. Sybil is a 73-year-old woman currently in hospice with history of heart failure. She's been evaluated for face-to-face. She's being seen for a face-to-face evaluation today. She also has a history of hypertension, hypertensive heart disease.
What's the
half a teaspoon.
Half a teaspoon?
Yeah. Let's see, hypertensive heart disease, kidney failure, stage 5 renal disease, history of thrombus of the deep veins, renal disease end stage. She was ex-LVN, and she's quite versed in her disease, period. She lives with her son, who tells me that she's sleeping 12, 16 hours a day, staying in bed 12, 16 hours a day, period. She also suffers from pain in her knees and arthritis, period. She belongs in New York Heart Association stage 4 of heart failure. She continues with her hemodialysis at this time, period. With a Quinton catheter on the left side, which is functioning well. Her MAC is at 23.6. Her blood pressure is 140 over 88, O2 sat at 93%. Period. And preparing face-to-face review of the patient's chart indicates that she's very good about using her oxygen. Her son checks her oxygen level, which hovers around 90 to 92%, and she uses her oxygen with activity, period. She has a And she, when she feels like she needs it, she has a bilateral 2+ edema. Most recent right-sided MAC was at 23 centimeter. KPS score is at 40%. Given natural progression of the disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.